Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the moonwalk. The moonwalk. I'm sure that you're all familiar with what has become and what has probably historically been the most popular dance ever created, the moonwalk. If you Google, for example, the term the moonwalk, you won't see anything about space exploration. You won't see anything about Neil Armstrong or NASA or the space program. On the contrary, all you will see is information about that dance. And you have to remember that Michael Jackson made it look easy in the 80s, and I'm willing to bet that almost everyone that saw that and grew up in that era tried the moonwalk at least one time. If you're honest with yourselves, my friends, I'm sure that at one point in your bathroom or in your kitchen, you tried to do the moonwalk. Well, the reason I mentioned that is our topic for today is because running your own home-based business, becoming an entrepreneur, is a lot like the moonwalk. There are many people that make it look so easy that everybody wants to give it a try. And I don't care who you are or where you come from, you have at some point most likely tried to run your own home-based business. Well, my friends and neighbors, some have been successful and some have not. I challenge you today that if you adopt the same principles of learning the moonwalk to running your own home-based business, your results will be amazing. It's only three things that were required to learn how to do the moonwalk, and those same three elements are required to be effective in business. Step number one, you had to take it seriously. Yes, my friends and neighbors, see, the moonwalk was not a dance that you did at the club unless you could do it excellently. It wasn't something that you did in public even unless you could do it wonderfully, because it was a type of dance that if you didn't take it seriously, you could look like the biggest clown on the planet. I mean, they would laugh you out of the family reunion if you didn't take the dance seriously. By the same token, my friends, the only reason some people are not excelling in running their own business is because they're not taking it seriously. I challenge you to get up at the same time every morning and follow the systems as outlined and make the phone calls, attend the events, develop your brand, do the little things that are required to run and expand your enterprise. Make sure that you're reaching out to prospects on a daily basis. You see, my friends and neighbors, just like the moonwalk, if you take it seriously, the results will speak for themselves. We've got to admit that there's always been a time in our lives where we didn't take business as seriously as we should. Well, unlike the moonwalk, my friends, when you're running your own home-based business, it requires your undivided focus and attention, and you've got to respect it enough to say, I'm going to give it everything I've got. The second thing, my friends and neighbors, is in order to be effective at the moonwalk, we had to have a teacher. Only a select few were good enough to replicate that dance like Michael Jackson without a teacher. These were your naturals, the ones who could dance better than everybody all the time, and they only had to see a dance one time in order to do it the right way. Well, my friends and neighbors, the most of the world are not naturals. You may see someone that just effortlessly runs a home-based business and does it so well that you are amazed and you feel like, I can do it too. Well, in most cases, we need an instructor. Yes, see, I remember trying to learn how to do the moonwalk myself, and I wanted to do it. I I really did. So I had to have my cousin, who could dance like nobody's business, he had to teach me. Well, he had a few characteristics that you should also seek if you're looking for a mentor in business. First of all, he had the patience to deal with me, because when I first started, when I first attempted the moonwalk, it looked as if I had two left feet, but he had the patience to work with me. Same thing, my friends. You've got to have a mentor with the patience and persistence and proficiency to help you through that process. Yes, my friends, if you find the right person who's committed to your success and they want to see you dance just like they can, then you've got the right person. But it requires a teacher. I challenge you, my friends, find that individual or those people who are willing to teach you. They've got the patience, the proficiency, the persistence, and the pattern that has been proven to succeed. Then finally, my friends, if you wanted to be great with the moonwalk, you had to have the right equipment and be in the right environment. Now you may say, wait a minute, hold on, the moonwalk didn't require equipment. On the contrary, because you could not moonwalk in tennis shoes. You couldn't moonwalk in your Sunday shoes often. You had to pick the right shoes in order to moonwalk. In fact, some even had to take their shoes off altogether and just moonwalk in the socks. By the same token, if you're going to be effective in business, you've got to have the right vehicle. My papa used to say it this way, you cannot take the right trip on the wrong train. In other words, you can have the ambition and the desire and the will and the drive, but if you don't have the right vehicle, you'll never reach your final destination. That's why when you say, well, how do I choose the right vehicle? Make sure that the venture or the business you're looking to run fits your lifestyle, your personality, your pace, your belief system. Make sure that it lines up with you excellently. Don't try to squeeze into something that does not work for you. On the contrary, my friends, you want to make sure that what you're in is comfortable for all aspects of your life. Just like when you were trying to do the moonwalk, you couldn't do the moonwalk in the wrong shoes. They couldn't be too tight. They couldn't hurt your feet. On the contrary, they had to be comfortable and flexible and fluid enough to help you move the way that you wanted. And of course, you also had to have the right environment or the right surface. You couldn't moonwalk on gravel. Even if you had the right shoes, if you had the wrong surface, you couldn't moonwalk very well. There were certain places where you could do that. If you were in your home and you had on a certain type of shoe, then that means that you couldn't go to the carpet. You had to go to the kitchen floor. Same token, my friends, that represents our environment. Yes, that means that even if we've got the right vehicle, we still have to have the right environment. We've got to have the right support system. We've got to have the right people around us. We have to be listening to the right information, absorbing the right type of training. Let me recommend Success Training Institute. We have to make sure that the environment is conducive for us to succeed. My friends, we can win in whatever we're doing as long as we remember the principles of the moonwalk. I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Just contact the person who sent you this podcast and find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, my friends, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.